Amazon's so confident in their system, and seemingly rightly so, that they have actually apparently told another news outlet that managed to walk out with a yogurt they didn't pay for, you know what? Go ahead, keep it. The yogurt's on us. Because they seem to believe that the system is so accurate that even with those occasional misfires, they're still going to make up for the cost of cashiers, plain clothes, loss prevention, security people, and, well, just the normal shoplifting that retailers refer to as shrink.
Hi, everybody. My name is Shauna, and this is the American English Podcast. My goal here is to teach you the English spoken in the United States through common expressions, pronunciation tips, and interesting cultural snippets or stories. I hope to keep this fun, useful, and interesting. Let's do it. Hi, everybody. How's it going? In that introduction, you heard a YouTuber talking about his first experience at the Amazon Go pilot location in Seattle, Washington. If you haven't heard of Amazon Go, it's a grocery store where you can walk out without checking out, meaning you can pick up items in the grocery store and simply leave. I will provide the link within the transcript. So we're going to talk about the Amazon Go stores today and how they work. But before we do, I'm going to go ahead and tell you a joke. So a mushroom walks into a bar and the bartender says, "Hey, you can't drink here." And the mushroom responds, "Why not? I'm a fun guy." So I like this one. I think this is kind of funny and somewhat related to the topic of Amazon Go because it's about food. And as you probably heard, fungi is actually any group of spore-producing organisms feeding on organic matter, including molds, yeast, mushrooms, and toadstools. And he's a fun guy, right? So separate those two words, and he's probably a fun person to hang out with. So once again, a mushroom walks into a bar, and the bartender says, "Hey, you can't drink here." And the mushroom responds, "Why not? I'm a fun guy." All right, moving on. So today's expression is blow your mind or blow someone's mind. We're going to start by going through the definitions of each individual word, and then we'll talk about the expression itself. So blow. Blow means to move a current of air, right? The wind blows. Birthday boys and birthday girls can blow candles out or blow out candles. There are some other meanings to blow. You can blow money, which means to spend money carelessly. You can blow an opportunity, right? A job interview, maybe. "Oh, I blew it." In other words, I ruined it. You did something very wrong. Your is a determiner and indicates a sense of belonging, right? So this is my son, John. Where's your daughter? Mind. Mind is the element of a person that enables them to be aware of the world and their experiences, to think and to feel. It's the faculty of consciousness and thought, right? Your intellect, your wit. So the definition of the expression to blow someone's mind or to blow your mind is to impress or overwhelm in a way that leaves someone in awe, right? It leaves someone speechless, astonished, amazed, fascinated, dumbfounded, in a state of shock, right? So I could say, for example, I've had a friend named Lucas for about 5 years and I didn't know he sang. And one day he sang and his voice honestly blew my mind. It was the best voice I'd ever heard, right? It surprised me so much. It felt like my brain was going to explode. It blew my mind. So it's a very dramatic way to say that you were very surprised. You can also describe an experience as mind-blowing, right? So if it is surprising or unexpected, watching him sing was mind-blowing. Now, the origin of the expression, it's not exactly clear. According to phrases.org.uk, the phrase might have been invented by Bob Dylan, as it's the first record of it. And it was in a song that was released in 1965 called Bob Dylan's 115th Dream. And it goes a little something like this, right? A payphone was ringing and it just about blew my mind. When I picked it up and said hello, this foot came through the line. Okay, so some crazy lyrics there. So it blew his mind. It surprised him a lot when the foot came through the phone. So let's go through some examples of this expression to see how to use it in context. Example number one, imagine you are an aspiring performer for Broadway. You've always loved the idea of being on stage, singing, and dancing for large audiences. The thing is, you've never seen a Broadway show. You've just dreamt of it. For your birthday, your parents buy you tickets to go to New York and see a Broadway show. And you're ecstatic. You're pretty sure the show is going to blow your mind, and lucky you, it does. The show blows your mind, it amazes you, it astonishes you, surprises you in many positive ways. Okay, example number two, let's invent a boy. So this boy's name is Thomas, and Thomas has never traveled outside of the United States before. And when it's his 16th birthday, his parents decide to take him on a trip to Costa Rica. And while he's there, he sees sloths and alligators and monkeys hanging from trees, and it blows his mind. It's amazing. It's this very surprising experience. It shocks him. Example number three, and this is a personal example. While living in New York City, I made a few friends who worked at startups. One day I went to visit one of them at work, and when I entered the space, I saw about 25 developers sitting next to each other at these giant desks. And over to the side, there was a bar totally stocked with alcohol. And right next to that, a ping pong table and a foosball table. When I looked over to the corner, I saw a little coffee shop with drinks and cakes and fruit. Really, the setup that they had in there blew my mind. It left me open-mouthed, surprised, very dumbfounded. All right, so let's do some listen and repeat exercises with this expression. And we'll start with, come on, blow my mind. And this is a very cheeky way to invite someone to impress you. So you're good at basketball? All right, come on, blow my mind. Right, come on and surprise me. So repeat after me, come. Come on. Come on, blow. Come on, blow my. Come on, blow my mind. 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 And the conjugation, repeat after me. I blew her mind. You blew her mind. She blew her mind. He blew her mind. We blew her mind. They blew her mind. It blew her mind. As I mentioned in a prior episode, that H sound is often removed in spoken English when it is preceded by a consonant sound. So, it blew her. It blew her mind. I like him would turn to I like him. I like him. So, if you don't follow tech news, this topic might be a bit surprising for you. And in fact, it might just blow your mind. Amazon has stores where you just walk out. They call it a just walk out shopping experience. There are no cashiers, no cash registers, no checkout experience whatsoever. Essentially, you go in and go up and down the aisles, just like in a regular grocery store. You fill up your bags with food, and they're automatically added to a virtual shopping cart. And when you're ready, you leave the store. After you leave the store, a receipt will show up on your Amazon Go app. So, what in the world is this? Well, the first Amazon Go location was launched in Seattle in 2016, and the idea has been growing like crazy. By 2021, Amazon plans on opening 3,000 locations around the United States. And so they're still sort of in their beta testing phase, where they're rolling out different ideas, trying different homemade or Amazon-made products, such as sandwiches and soups, and trying to see how the audience, how the customers are responding to this. So how do they know it's you who's taking the products? In short, you're being tracked. When you walk inside the Amazon Go store, you have to open an app on your phone, the Amazon Go app, and walk in with a QR code. If you're with friends, you simply scan your QR code for them as well, so that when your friend takes something from a shelf, it's automatically added to the virtual cart on your app. All right, and I won't pretend I understand the technological side of the Amazon Go store. What Amazon tells the public is that they're able to track our purchases based on sensor fusion, deep learning, computer vision, and those are three terms that are way over my head. In other words, I don't understand them. What I do know is that the store has cameras all over the ceiling, surveying where customers walk and watching what they do. So the cameras work like cameras in self-driving cars. They can detect moving objects. So in this case, items being removed from the shelves. There's also sensors inside of the shelves that can recognize when an object is being removed. So those are two different ways they can measure when items are being removed. And the third is actually scales inside of the shelves that determine, you know, the weight of what's placed on the shelf and when things have been taken or returned. There are some products that are made by Amazon, like salads, I mentioned, soups, sandwiches. And if you see in the front of the Amazon Go store, you'll notice that it's covered in white and orange dots. And these dots you'll also find on top of the products that were created by Amazon. I guess they kind of serve as a barcode. So how accurate are they? Well, Amazon claims to be pretty dang accurate. So all of the information collected from cameras, sensors, scales, etc., allow Amazon to reduce the uncertainty about who chooses what, when, and where. And according to Business Insider, when releasing the beta, Amazon tested three customers wearing the same exact Pikachu outfit, right, the Pokemon character, just to prove that it doesn't matter what customers are wearing. They could be dressed exactly the same way. The technology still could document what they shopped for. So what are the upsides and downsides of this? Upsides being the benefits, the advantages, the pros, and the downsides being the drawbacks, the disadvantages, or the cons. I haven't been to a location personally, but a lot of the articles I've read mention that the lines are long outside of the store, not at the cashier, but in order to get in. And this is probably just because the idea is new and a lot of people still want to check it out. Another thing is the meals. Are they faster? Are they healthier? Are they cheaper? Well, there is a wide variety of ready-to-eat meals, snacks, and meal kits, and a lot of healthy options for very diverse palates. Looking on the app, I could see Thai food, sweet potato curry with lime leaf rice, Indian food like chana masala and lemon rice. I mentioned pre-made salads and sandwiches for a quick purchase. All in all, though, the meals themselves match the pricing in the area. So you can expect to spend around $8 to $12 on a meal for one. The meal kits, on the other hand, that they have are little boxes that contain all the ingredients to make a specific meal for two people. And this is becoming increasingly popular in the United States. It's kind of a niche group, I think, for these people who don't want to look up recipes. They don't want to measure out the ingredients, but they still want to prepare food at home. So it takes about 30 minutes to do so with these Amazon meal kits. And those range from about $15 to $20. All right, so there's some positives in there. It's competitive, I guess fairly fast for the ready-to-eat meals, not so much for the meal kits. The options are definitely very healthy. A downside, well, and this is actually a little bit controversial. What about employees? One of the articles I read mentioned, a lot of the employees are going to be replaced. And of course, there's other people that say, no, that's not true. There's just going to be a redistribution of employees. So for example, maybe they don't have cashiers or baggers. They don't have anyone taking inventory because the app does it for them. But they do have security in places. They have people stocking shelves. Also, they have chefs now making Amazon prepared food, and management of technology is being done by software developers. So you have a lot of people on the back end working with the store. I don't know, form your own opinion about that. Where have we come and where are we going? So in 1915, the first successful modern supermarket opened in Memphis, Tennessee. It was called the Piggly Wiggly. And that's where customers could choose their products. So before that, customers had to go up to a counter and tell one of the employees what exactly they wanted to purchase. In 1930s, giant supermarkets replaced mom and pop shops, right? And when I say mom and pop shops, I mean these little privately owned businesses. 1950s to 1970s, so barcodes were invented and universalized. From the 1990s to 2013, over 200,000 locations started using self-checkout. It's kind of interesting because some say that maybe Amazon Go was the natural next step after self-checkout. Either way, there's no slowing down Amazon. Amazon, as I mentioned before, plans to open as many as 3,000 cashierless Amazon Go convenience stores by the year 2021. And of course, it's setting the scene for competition. Rumor has it that Walmart and Microsoft are partnering to do the same thing. So that's it for this episode. I'd like you to really think about what are the upsides and the downsides to the Amazon Go store, and what do you think is coming next? Until next time, bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the American English Podcast. Remember, it's my goal here to not only help you improve your listening comprehension, but to show you how to speak like someone from the States. If you want to receive the full transcript for this episode, or you just want to support this podcast, make sure to sign up to premium content on AmericanEnglishPodcast.com. Thanks, and hope to see you soon.